Verse 96.
Gemara brings a braisa but in braisa state that Reb Shimon darshens the pasuk Isha l'choysa lo yitzikach litzor legalis ervoso b'sho shenasu tzor izu lezu lo iya l'cho lekuchim afilu b'achas mehem. So Reb Shimon has a drosha. What is the drosha? If two achyas follow Yibu, a new drosha. B'sho shenasu tzoris zu lezu, lo'ir l'cho lekuchim afilu be'achas mehem. This is the drosha. So the Gemara understands, what is the chiddush of the drosha? B'sho shenasu tzoris zu lezu, lo'ir l'cho lekuchim afilu be'achas mehem. The Gemara understands, three brothers, two married, two sisters, and the first two die. So the halacha is the Reb Shimon that the third brother cannot do yibum. B'shoshenasu tzor ezul lezu lo yilcho yibum afilu be'achas mehem. That's the halacha of Reb Shimon. So be'etzem every yivam alein is not an erve, because Reuben and Shimon are married, two sisters, and Reuben and Shimon die. Afilu ochi Levi cannot do yibum because b'shoshenasu tzor ezul lezu. It's not Emes, this drosha. Why Lemandomar Ziki Kiknusa, it's not Emes? Because when the first brother dies, she becomes Knusa to Levi. When the second wife dies, when Shimon dies, she doesn't follow Yibum Bichlal. So we are Einsatz, the drosha from Reb Shimon. And if Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters and they die, both of them don't follow Yibum. Because B'shosh and Asu Tzor Ezu Lezu. Le'elche Lekuchim Afilu Achaz Behem. Le'mandam Aziki Keknusa Sinish Demes. When Reuben dies, she becomes Knusa to Levi. So Mele, she's the wife of Levi. And Eish Shimon is not the wife of Levi. As they frag the Gemara, Le'mandam Aziki Keknusa. And for the Gemara, Bevasachas. This bazunder chiddush of Reb Shimon, shebishosh shenasu tzor ezu lezu, lo yelecho lekuchim afilu ba'achas mehem, this chiddush of Reb Shimon is a reinsetz in a case shenoflu bevasachas. So b'mele b'chai gavne, taken shenasu tzor ezu lezu, you can't say ziki keknuso to the first one, because fakel, the second one came, so it was no first married to the first one, was no first married to the second one. So be'etzem misvora, you could have done yibum to both of them. You can do yibum as the rabbanon, you do chalitza to one of them or to both of them. Avdem is a drosha, b'sha'a shenasu tzor ezu lezu, le'ilcha lekuchim afilu be'achas men. That's the maskolas ha'gemore. If you want to learn zike keknusa in Reb Shimon, so the only way to learn pshat in the drosha b'sha'a shenasu tzor ezu lezu, le'ilcha lekuchim afilu be'achas, if Reuben and Shimon die, Levi can do yibum to either one of them, it's only a chetim to shenoflu bevasachas, so there's no ziki keknusa to the first one, the male is no ziki keknusa to the second one, so they fell bevasachas, and of them gave the drosha from Reb Shimon. So we mentioned the kasha from the Kevet Zahores. Like the Kevet Zahores, doesn't understand. The Gemara said like this, if Reuben dies first, so Eishes Reuben is knusa to Levi, so Eishes Shimon doesn't fall. But Eishes Reuben falls. If Shimon dies first, so Eishes Shimon is knusa to Levi, so Eishes Reuben doesn't fall. So why you need a drosha b'sha'a shenasu tzor ezu lezu lo yelech lekuchim afilu be'achas mehem? Why you need such a drosha? You don't need such a drosha. So nishtok in a chetimtza. And for the Gemara, shenoflu bevasachas. Frag Reb Elchanan is a klal in Shas, kol she'einu b'zeh achar zeh, afilu bevasachas einu. Kol she'einu b'zeh achar zeh, afilu bevasachas einu. So lo yotzir eish esru, person is mekadesh shtei achis. No one is mekudeshes. Why? Because at first I would mekadesh the first one, the second one with Michal. If I mekadesh the second one, the first one would not Michal. Kol she'einu b'zeh achar zeh, afilu bevasachas einu. So if you're telling me lemando amaziki kiknusa, if you marry the first one, the second one is not chal. If you marry the second one, the first, if the first one dies first, the second one is not mekudeshes. The second one marries first. The first one is not doesn't follow Yibum. So if they follow Vasachas, it's a klal. Kol she'ena b'zachas zeh, filu v'vasachas eina. A klal, kol she'ena b'zachas zeh, filu v'vasachas eina. So Mele Frank Rebel Chonon, so why you need the pasuk? If litzoy, b'shol she'nasu tzor azu lezu, lo yuchol lekuchim afilu b'achas mehem. On them. It's a klal, kol she'ena b'zachas zeh, afilu v'vasachas eina. And b'mele, you can't do Yibum. Why you need a pasuk? That's the given Rebel Chonon's kash. And we ask, we don't understand Rebel Chonon's kash. Rebel Chaim tells us, right? Doesn't understand Rebel Chonon's kash. You're right. The Gemara is looking for a chetim to lefi Reb Shimon that you have a drosha that if both of them fell a yibum, you can't do yibum in either one because b'shol she'nas tzor azu lezu ne'il chazika afilu be'achas me. Like the Gemara, if Reuven dies first, Ziki k'knusa teishas Reuven, Eishas Shimon doesn't fall and you can do yibum teishas Reuven, and if Shimon falls first, Eishas Shimon is k'knusa Eishas Reuven doesn't fall. And for the Gemara be'vasachas. Frank Rebel Chonon, be'vasachas kol she'ena b'zeach azeh afilu v'asachas einoi. So none of them is chal. So either one is chal. Kol she'ena b'zeach azeh afilu v'asachas einoi. You're right. So what happens? So you're right. If she's knusa, Eishes Shimon can chal. And if Shimon is knusa, Eishes Reuven is chal. So there's no zikik knusa. To either one. As if a person is mekadesh shtei achias. But if you mekadesh the first one, the second one is not chal. If you mekadesh the second one, the first one is not chal. Kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh afilu v'asach hazeh. Ein echanam. But Yibum could be on zikik knusa. You could have a yibum on a zikik knusa. Lemosh. The Gemara says, "Leman amar zikik knusa betrei lo yamrin en zikik knusa." That's the Gemara's sugya fria. And one you say zikik knusa, and two you don't say zikik knusa. So what happens? You have a yibum on a zikik knusa. So you write, "Kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu v'asach haseinoi." If she's knusa to Reuven, she can't fall to Shimon. Shimon's wife can't fall. And if Shimon's wife's fall, Eishes Reuven can't fall. So together, either one cannot chal. Right? So no one is chal. But now is the parshas yibum on a zikik knusa. But you can have yibum on zikik knusa. Yibum is not mechayev zikik knusa. So I want to be masbin. Some of the lomdim are not masking with Reb Chonon's kasha. With Reb Chaim tells us kasha. Before we start to answer it. Oh, but the time is also. Why kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu v'asach haseinu? You mekadesh shtei achyas. If you mekadesh the first one, you can't mekadesh the second one. If you mekadesh the second one, you can't mekadesh. So I'll do together, we don't say at least one will be chal, we don't know who. No one is chal. Why? Kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu v'asach haseinu. Reb Chaim explained. Now we look at it, be'etzem kilu both kiddushin achal, and while every kiddushin is a stirah to the other one, so they cancel out each other, and everything is batul mevutl. And everything is bottom of the as I gave us. We're looking at Kilu, both of them are chal, and Val, they cannot be chal, so they cancel out each other, and everything is bottom of the. So, you're right, that a normal Yavama, you could have a Yavama on a Zukiki Knusa. Yibum is not Mechayev Zukiki Knusa. About it, you could learn that Yibum is not Mechayev Zukiki Knusa. But when the first one is chal, Be'etzim, she could have a Zukiki Knusa. And that Zukiki Knusa is a spirit of the second one. When the second one is a Zikik Knusa, it's a stira to the first one. Lefi Reb Shimon, be'etzem you have a Zikik Knusa. Kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu v'asach haseinoi, so they cancel out each other. You can't tell me, but I could have on a Zikik Knusa. Right, normally when you have two Yevamim, so Hashem gave a Parshas Yibum on a Zikik Knusa. You could have Yibum on Zikik Knusa. But here you cannot have a Zikik on a Zikik Knusa. Because be'etzem, one after each other, they could be Zikik Knusa. Is a klal kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu v'asach haseinoi, we're looking at ki'ilu everyone is chal, and he disturbed the second one. And I will explain. If the first one is chal, so she becomes knusa to the first one, right? So the second one is not chal at all. No zikah is chal, because it's achusisha. If the second one is chal, so she's married to the third brother. So she's knusa. So Reuven dies first. So his wife becomes knusa to Levi. If his wife becomes knusa to Levi, so now she's married to Levi. So now Eishes Shimon doesn't fall even Bichlal. No Zika. If Eishes Shimon falls first, so she's married to Levi, so Eishes Reuven doesn't fall. Kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu v'asach haseinoi says, we're looking at Kilu it happened. Kilu she became knusa to him, and they cancel out each other, and maybe it's not Chal Bichlal. So you can ask, oh, but you could have Zika on Kiknusa. Hashem could give a parsha Yibum Kiknusa, and Hashem could give it out Kiknusa. Here, Be'etzem, when everyone came as his own, he wanted to be Kiknusa. And if it would be Kiknusa, he would cancel out the other one. So everyone alone had a koyach to be Kiknusa. No, boss, he canceled out the other one. So you can't ask the kasha, aber haver zike on zike kiknusa. So maybe it could be Rebbe Cholon's kasha is yeah, a good kasha. So Frank Rebbe Cholon, so why the Gemara needs a pasuk to tell me that what that if Reuven and Shimon died, they can do yibum? Frank the Gemara lefir Reb Shimon, it's not true. The first one is kiknusa, the second one is out. And for the Gemara of Vasachas, kol she'ein b'zachasay, kol b'zachasay. This could be the avona in Rebbe Cholon's kasha. But if we want to learn like Reb Chaim tells us, that Reb Chaim tells the Tainas, he doesn't understand the problem. You write that there's a problem of Zika Kiknusa. You write that there's a problem of a Zika Kiknusa. But, this is no Zika Kiknusa. Kol she'ene b'zeh ha'zeh afilu v'vasach ha'seinu. Forget about the Knusa. But you could have Yibum on Kiknusa. We see that in two Yevomas, in two Yevomim, the Gemara says, even if my name is Zika Kiknusa b'chad, aber betrei lo yamrinen. So it's a parsha sivum or a zikir kiknusa. So you're right, bezeach al zeh they can be chal. So it's no parsha of zikir kiknusa. But let it be a parsha of zikir she'ena kiknusa. That's the Gemara Reb Chaim tells us kasha. He said, maybe it's a avon to look at it for kel. But Reb Chaim tells us that it's not. So I want to be masbir what Reb Elchanan be'etzem is meyasid here. Reb Elchanan, what stayed in Reb Elchanan? This is be'etzem, one mutu yisekha savon and the sugya of Ziki Kiknusa. Let me build this up. The Gemara says, when the Omer Ziki Kiknusa, Maskonas HaGemara is, Bechad Ziki Kiknusa. Betray, if it's two Yevomim, we don't see Ziki Kiknusa. Maybe then the Gemara is Cholik in Rav Oishi, and Bechad we don't see Ziki Kiknusa. This is Rav Pope. But Rav Oishi, Maskonas HaGemara, because she had Kashas from Braise, that Ziki Kiknusa, Bechad Amrinem, Betray lo Yamrinem. And I want to shtel HaKira. What is the pshat? Zike kiknusa b'chad amrinem, betrei lo yamrinem. And I want to explain it. So I think it's a tisefa savone to the whole tzurus of the shmaise. Leman de omar zike kiknusa betrei amrinem. As a man de omar zike kiknusa betrei amrinem. Sidoa man de omar lo yamrinem, sidoa man de omar amrinem. Leman de omar amrinem, she's kiknusa to both of them. Not to one of them, to both of them. Zikke kiknusa betrei amrina. Sada man da omar, zikke kiknusa betrei amrina. Leman da omar, zikke kiknusa betrei loy amrina. When you have two brothers, you don't say zikke kiknusa. What is the pshat that you don't say zikke kiknusa? I want to say two tzadim. One tzad is, if a person dies and he has two brothers, you don't say zikke kiknusa. When he has one brother, so well, he's going to marry the Yavama, so we say zikke kiknusa. But when it's two brothers, zikke kiknusa betrei loy amrina. One side. Other name. Zikir leknusa letrei lo yamrinan means she can be knusa to both. But avada to one of the two, she is a zikir keknusa. This is achkir. Zikir keknusa betrei lo yamrinan. If the pshat when it's two brothers, is no parsha of zikir keknusa. Other name. When it's two brothers, avada is a zikir keknusa. Just in the Havamina we taught, she's married to both. I don't know how. Zog the Gemara, Zika Betusa betray lo yamrin. She's not married to both. Oh, but to one of the two, Avada she's married. This machle, which one we don't know. We don't know. To one of the two, and we never will know. We don't know. What? Every, she could miyadim, because even if Zika Kiknusa to Trey, when you miyadim, it's got a missus mafreya, that you're the one. So here also Avada you could take it le mafreya. Le goa. Le mafreya, it's got a missus le mafreya. Le goa. Bepashtes et machlekes ran and rosh in the door. The Gemara says the ran brings down that he's going on our sugya. And learn the Gemara and rosh in the rishonim. But the ran and the rosh stores our Gemara. Zog the Gemara as a Rab Lezer holds that zike kiknusa. The Gemara says the whole mishnah daf ayin dalet that zike kiknusa from the sugya dir you could be made from the door. We saw Rashi and the Yud Ches or Mud Beis and Yud Zayin or Mud Beis wanted to start to the sugi of Yer Zike, not to the sugi of Zike Keknusa. The Rishonim disagreed. The Rishonim didn't learn like Rashi and Yud Zayin that he stole the sugi of Aforas Nedorim to the sugi of Yer Zike Stab. This is the Rashi and the Yud Zayin. Over the Ran and the Rosh learn and all the Rishonim that shlogged Rashi and Yud Zayin or Mud Beis, the sugi of Nedorim is going with Zike Keknusa, not to the sugi of Yer Zike. Zog the sugi of Nedorim. When it's one Yavam, you could be Mefer. Zikir leknusa lechad. When it's three Yavamim, Zikir leknusa letrei lo yamrinen. You can't be Mefer nedorim.
So
I say it's not the big moment. When my name is Zika Geknusum, when it's 1 year of them, you could be made from the Dari. When it's 2 years of them, you cannot be made from the Dari. Frek the Ran, what is the problem? Let both the Yavamim can make a forest in the Dorim. Mimalev Shachshir Bimufa. What is the problem? Let both of the Yavamim to do a forest in the Dorim. And Mimalev Shach will be a forest. And for the Ran, Isho Yefirenu V'Isho Yekimenu. You have to know exactly who is the husband. Aloha is a Isho Yekimenu, Isho Yefirenu. If you don't know who is the husband, you write that Mimalev Shach, both of them made a forest in the Dorim. But if you don't know who is the husband, it doesn't help. You have to be Isha Yekimenu and Isha Yefirenu. So you know exactly who is the husband. That's why Zog Berat. The Rosh, Frank the Zog Bekasha. Zog the Rosh, Leman the Oma betray Leam Rimen, no one is the husband. So what it will help that both of them will be made from the Dori? See, we have a Klora Machlek. The Ran learns that Leman the Oma ain't Zike betray. Avad is to one of them, just we don't know who it is. He brings Grade, that Rashi learns like him, the Ran. The Rosh learns, Zige Betrele Yamrina Devshat is, she's not to know her. The male Zog the Rosh, Mikenish Mei from the Dori, doesn't help to both of them. Be'etzem, I want to say this because of the Gezach. Be'etzem, it's interesting. It's the Zelbe Rosh Bayos in Tesis HaRosh. It's a Pele, Ma'arshor Pele Tes Yishonim. Rashi said in our Sugye, in Dibur HaMaschil, Shnir Shebezug Zeh, we spoke about it Yom Chamishi, Rashi learns that even at betray lo yamrinen, but when it's two yavomes, you say zike keknusa. This is what all of the rishonim mentioned in the name of Rashi. Teisis Arosh, Teisis Yeshonim, and the Marsho. That state in Rashi that even when the Amar zike betray lo yamrinen, but when it's two yavomes, you say zike keknusa. When you look good in the Rashi, Reb Nochem said, Rashi only says that one of them is zokuk, not both of them. So. So state in Rashi that Leman Omar Zike Kiknusa betroy lo yamrinen, and to Yevomes you say Zike Kiknusa to one of them. Lefi deran it's not a stira. Zike Kiknusa betroy lo yamrinen, but one of them yes. So the same thing, one of the Yevomes yes. The Rosh frekt akasha and Rashi. Rashi, how you could say that it's a Zike Kiknusa and to Yevomes? We said it in to Yevomim no. If to Yevomim no, to Yevomes also, we try to say Teres. The Rosh Hashitosin learns by two is no one. So if like, the Rashi said one of them, yes, it's also a spirit. The Teretz is, Rashi learns, I'm not a betrayal I am rinen. But that one of them has Zikir Keknuso, it's not a spirit, it's Zikir betrayal I am rinen. It's Mamesh, they say Rosh Hashitosin. The Rosh learns that the Oba betray is no one. Frekter, he found the Rashi that the two, yes. Marsha also. All of the Rishon, Marsha, they show him, all of them that ask, they learn that betray, lo yam rinen, it's no one at all. So if Rashi said it in two Yevomes, at least one of them is a skuka. Tell up Rashi, how Rashi could say such a zah. But the Teretz is, Rashi learns, not the Zogin Teretz of Rashi. Rashi learns like the Ran. Like the Rosh brings the Ran himself brings the Amishem Rashi. The Zikah betrayal I am reading, but one of them for sure is a Zikah Kiknusa. The Mele, it's Nishkin Stira. Shlav Aleph. Now I want Shlav Beis. What is the Avona Sadvorim? I want you to hear this, as I say, Klor. The Avon HaSadvorim is, Stama Machleikets, why Zike Betrei Lo Yamrinen? The Ran learns that Zike Betrei Lo Yamrinen, maybe I'll start from the Rosh. The Rosh and Teisa Rosh Bayos said it very clear. Because Lo Yiran Yikamei, the Chetzet Keknusa is because she's going to marry him. When it's two brothers, she's not, we don't know who she's going to marry. This is the reason he asked. Two Yevomes, we also don't know who she's going to marry. So no one knows who they're going to marry. So there's no Zike Keknusa. If Zike Keknusa is gibayt of them, that they're going to get married. If we don't know who is going to get married, it's no Zike Keknusa. It's no Pasha, Zike Keknusa. We don't know who is going to get married. But maybe no one of them could be Zike Keknusa. The Ran learned the Zike Keknusa betrayal of Yamrina, not because we don't know, not because Lo Yiram yet. She cannot be married to two. Mikenish Zayin Keknusa to two. It's not Shaykh. But to one, you could be. The Rosh, when he's asking on Rashi, what is the difference, Yavam, Yavoma, he says, why betray lo yamrinen? The lo yiram yekamei, we don't know who she's going to marry. So two Yavomas, we also don't know who she's going to marry. So, no, you can't say one yes. We don't know who. Knusa is because we know, oh, Tot Zayn Zayn Chasen Adol. Before I asked him the Shir Klolim, maybe he will do Chalitza. The same. Even as one, when you know she'll go to marry him, maybe he will do Chalitza. Chalitza is like evil. No, no.
Aber es reinigt mei. Sag der Rebbe, du, es noch reinigt mei. So, es noch.
Was sie einken, daran lernen, ist nicht, weil es nicht reinigt mei. Es ist, sie können nicht sein, wenn man sie so sicher geknüßt hat. Es ist kein Bier, wenn man sie so sicher geknüßt hat. Kein Bier, wenn man sie so sicher geknüßt hat. Es kann nicht, wenn man sie so sicher geknüßt hat. Aber zu one of them, sie kann nicht. She can't be married to both, but to one of the two, she could have a zika. It's got a mitzvah l'mafreya. Even if I'm not a amrinan, to one amrinan. I mean, it does in the machlekes. So, I mean, Rebbe Chonel Weiss has learned, I mean, Rebbe Chaim Kazach has learned like this, that he learned like the Ran, like the Rashi. That zika keknusa betrela amrinan, but Rabban is in the one. But lo yitzu, there's no keknusa, there's no parshas yibu. Again, in Rosh and Marshon, this is Shalim Chit Nishtaze. And when I'm a Zikki Knusa betray lo yamrinen, so it's no Ki Knusa b'chlal, and even so is the Pasha Sibu. And even so is the Pasha Sibu. I think we could go one more step weiter. And I think it's totally hobe hobe lomus. That's a chanyut. We mentioned, what would be in Chayvelavim ve'es? You can't marry a cotton. You can't do Yibu. We bring from the Galanti, from the Tesgonish, that they want to say that Bechai Velavim Ve'ese is no Ziki Keknusa. We both try it's not that. As it does Ziki Keknusa also in Bechai Velavim Ve'ese. Also in the Kod. I want to be masked with the Yesena Machlekes. What is the Yesena Machlekes? Maybe we'll ask better. We say now that if the Ram, if Rashi, if the Rebel Chonon, Ziki Keknusa has to be Keknusa. On Keknusa is no partial Ziki Keknusa. There's no partial Sibu. So they have to learn that Chai Velavim Ve'ese is also Ziki Keknusa. They have to learn by a cotton is also Ziki Keknusa. On them is no Parshas Yibum. The Rosh that learns that there's a Parshas Yibum on Ziki Keknusa, he can learn that Chai Velavim is no Ziki Keknusa. So first I want to be asked, if we learn in the Lefira B'l'Chonon, you have to have Ziki Keknusa for Parshas Yibum. At least to one of them. So merely you have to learn that Chai Velavim will have a Ziki Keknusa. Cotton will have a Ziki Keknusa. If you learn like the Rosh that you don't have to have a Ziki Keknusa, if you don't have to have a Ziki Keknusa, so you can learn Chavilavi when I have Ziki Keknusa b'chlal. Chavilavi don't have to have a Ziki Keknusa. Chotn doesn't have to have a Ziki Keknusa. What is the Lomdus? What is the Hezmon of the Machlekes? I think it's Poshut. The Rosh that learns that the Hefz of Ziki Keknusa is because she's Oymed to get married to him. She's Oymed. Ram Yikamei. Chavilavi Ve'es is not Ram Yikamei. Chavilavim Ve'ese is not Ramikamei. She's not going to marry them. Cotton can't do Yibu. So you can't say Ziki Keknusa. Again, the Ram and the other Rishonim, they learn Ziki Keknusa as a Chalois. It's not because it's Ramikamei. This is the amount of Ziki Keknusa that Hashem gave. Even when you have two, you don't know who will marry, but it's a Chalois Ziki Keknusa. So even Chavilavim Ve'ese that he's not allowed to do Yibu, but he has a Chalois of a Ziki Keknusa. So this is the Yesena Machlekes. So umiyasim beetzem, I'm saying lefidus Rebbe Chonon beetzem pashtes, I'm saying Rosh Hashanim sheit barachovet v'yisoy that beetzem is tu mehalchim in ziki keknusa. One mehalch is because it's taike ram yekamei, it's al shem soifo yaza. Vemeilechai velavim ve'esa is leiram yekamei. Cotton is leiram yekamei. When it's tu is leiram yebichlal. Tu yevonis is leiram yebichlal. This is teis arosh, the rosh hanedorim. Vashenki the other Hezbollah learns is a chalai ziki keknusa. About it, Hashem Seifer, but not because it's Rami Kamei. But as a Parsha Sibum, it's a Ziki Keknusa. If it's a Ziki Keknusa, also Chavilavim. When it's two, you're right, you don't know who will be the one, but Pasta Ziki Keknusa. Pasta Shem Ziki Keknusa. Let me send the Gemara Vaita. Rav Popper Oma. Rav Popper is Cholek and Rabbi Yishir, and Rav Popper holds, we don't hold him Ziki Keknusa, ומילא זאת רב פופה ביבם ואחר כך נוילד פליגי. עוד רב שימן אז מתיר אז אוני ייבם ואחר כך נוילד. שמצוא בהתר. רב פופה אמר, ביבם ואחר כך נוילד פוליג רב שימן. אבל בנוילד ואחר כך ייבם, שמצוא באיסור לפוליג. איי, דגמור רבותם, ראית חסר מודבייזה ראיה, from the fact that it's two משנייס, why we need a ratio. If בנוילד ואחר כך, ביבם ואחר כך נוילד רבון and hold that it's not good. So why we need a ratio if... נוילד ואחר כך ייבם, אני גמור עושה את רב שימן, זוג דגמור עניין, ותרוויו לרבון אני צטריך, ולא איזו אב זוג טוני. זוג דגמור עתניה כבוסי לרב פופה וטיובתי לרב אישי. So גמור once being a ראינה, we don't say זיקי כקנוסו, and the head of רב שימן is only בין ייבם ואחר כך נוילד. שתי אחים באוילו, אחד. Two brothers together. ומייס אחד מהם בלא יבלעת.
ואומר השני הזה לאסס מים וביבים תבילו, he speak לאסס במיימר. This line the Gemara will explain later. So the Maisa, he didn't do Maimar. The Gemara on Mudbeis, this is the next sugya, is a chidush that Maimar needs das. On das you can't do Maimar. On Mikolmukim, he didn't do Maimar. So we have Be'etzim a case, two brothers, one dies, and we have Shaloya Ba'ilomri. And then the second one dies. Achinoyla Le'ach, V'lo hispik lasis Maimar, Achinoyla Le'ach V'meis. So the Maisa, Kumteis Azei, was one brother, died. The second brother is living. Then is a third brother, and now the second brother dies. So the third brother gets be'etzim two yevomis. He gets one yevomis shalohay yabay lamay, and the second brother is yahay yabay lamay. So rishayna yaizet mishum ayishasochim shalohay yabay lamay, v'shniya oichay letzes ayimis yabemes. So this halach is very poshut. Rabbanon hold that we don't say yizike keknusa, and Gemara says we don't say bichlal yizike. So melef Reuven and Shimon and Levi, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, and then Levi is born and Shimon dies. So Eishas Reuven is Ptura Shloya Ba'ilamoy, Eishas Shimon is Chayev Be'ibu. Also B'mayma V'achakach Noilad Le'ach. Oishu Noilad Le'ach V'achakach also B'mayma. But if Shimon did a Mayma, Lefi Rabbonon, so she's a shtickel married to Shimon, Eishas Reuven, but she's not mamish married. And then Shimon dies, or Ishoino Eishas Reuven, Yoichas Mishum Eishachim Shloya Ba'ilamoy. V'shniyo, Eishas Shimon, that Be'etzen. She's an erve bezike to Eishas Reuven because Shimon made a Mayma. Choyletas V'leimis Yabemetz. This is Shittas Rabban. Reb Shimon Oimer. So here you have to read it with Rashi, because the Gemara Aleim is a bit shver, but I think Rashi learns the Gemara. Reb Shimon Oimer, Biyoso Echalitzosi Shel Achas Mehem, Poiteres Tzoroso. So Rashi learns Pshat, we're talking like this. Reuben, Shimon and Levi. Reuben dies, Shimon does a Maimar, and then Levi is born. Only Bechai Gavne, that Reuben dies, Shimon does a Maimar, and then Levi is born. So it's Mitzor Beheter. So Zog Reb Shimon, Biyoso Chalitzotze Shel Achas Mehem, Poiteres Tzoroso. Rashi Zog Dvaiter. Not only that we have to say that Levi was born after Shimon made a Maimar, Voshteit, Biyoso Chalitzotze Shel Achas Mehem, Poiteres Tzoroso, Zog Rashi, only if you marry Eishes Shimon, you pater Eishes Reuven. Why? Because it's a suffix if Maimar is Koine Kinyan Gomer or not. If Maimar is Koine Kinyan Gomer, so Eishes Reuven Be'etzem is Mutter to Eishes Shimon, so it's enough to marry Eishes Shimon. If Maimar is not Koine, so anyway she's not Zokuk to you, so anyway you can marry Eishes Shimon. But if you will marry Eishes Reuven, maybe Maimar is not Koine, so if Maimar is not Koine, you never part with Eishes Shimon. Look, Rashi, look, think more. Reb Shimon Eimu Biyosach Halitzos Shil Achas Mehem, Peter Tzorotz. This is only if you married Shimon's wife. But if you married Reuven's wife, you didn't part the wife because maybe Maimar is not going there. So Rashi, Reb Kivei Gishtot Zayore and Rashi. Let me say Rashi. Cholat lebala samayim ole nifter atzor. Kolema zog Rashi. Hodik omar biyosach alitzotu shil achas mehem peter atzor oso. Ki goyim shiyechoy letzo miyabem lashniyo. Ve'esh ha-shimen. Ve'arishoy nefturo mimbo nefshach. I maimar koni lu have lihibim ulbasef noila. Ve'afilu rishoyinu muteres lereb Shimon. ובחליט זה דידך מבטרד לו מיימר כקנוסו ועבל מבייס דכו. ואם מיימר לא יקרון היא הרישה פריבים לשניר, דה אישסו של הבאי לא מיום. ואין עצור הסרו. ורישי נטייס משודר של הבאי לא מיום. אבל חולת לבלס המיימר, but if he made חליט זה תאיש סרובן, שהיא רישיינו לא נפטר עצור. וואי, דה דיל ממיימר לא יקרון היא, וממילא פטורו משום אישסו של הבאי לא מיום. חליצו זה אין החליצה. So Reb Kivei Ger adds, not only because she's not a boy, she's not a boy, she's if Maimar is a boy, she's not Eishes Shimon. So she's not a boy, she's not a boy. So Eishes Shimon is another Yibu. So stop Eishes Reuven cannot pater. Rashi says, why if you do Chalitza to Eishes Reuven, you don't pater Eishes Shimon? Because maybe it's like if Maimar is not a boy, so clap at you, Eishes Reuven, and she's not a boy, and she's not a boy. Because it's much better. If I say that Maimar is garnished, so if Maimar is garnished, so Eishes Reuven is not lost to Shimon. So maybe if you did Chalitza to Eishes Reuven, it doesn't pater Eishes Shimon. They fight up Gibeigen. Lomim Mamshech the Braise. Konso v'meis. This is the most simple case. Konso, Reuven died, and then Reuven died, and then it's Shimon. And Shimon made Yibu. Ve'achar kach melon le'yach. And Shimon did Yibu, and Shimon died. And then Levi was born. So now Levi can do Yibum, not to Eishes Reuven, and not to Eishes Shimon. Reuven died, Shimon did Yibum, Shimon died, and Levi is born. So now the Eishes Achim Shiloh Ba'ilomai twice. So Kontzo V'meis, Reuben died and Shimon did Yibum, and then Shimon died and then Levi is born. Or even he was born before Shimon died. Oh, but he was born even before Shimon did Yibum as Mitzvah Be'isu. So now come on. Konzo v'meis v'achakach noyle loyach. Oyshe noyle loyach v'achakach konzo v'meis. Shteyem tu es nachalitzo mena Yibum. Because it's shaloi hoi ba'ilam. And it's part of the Tzor. Konzo v'noyle loyach. But what if he did Yibum and then Levi was born? V'achakach mesh. Shteyem tu es nachalitzo mena Yibum. Dibri Rav Meir. ורב שמעון אומר, אוי לו בואו מצאו בהתר, ולא יעמדו לו שחס באיסו, מייבם לאיזם שירצה, אוכל איזה איזם שירצה. So the Gemara is מדייק בעצם, from the fact that the Gemara divided the Braisa to two. The first two cases of the Braisa is, Reuben and Shimon, Shimon did Yibum, Shimon dies, and then Levi is born. Or, so the Braisa, even if Levi is born before, but he was born before Shimon did Yibum, says מצאו באיסו, then it's also. What would be in the case that Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum, תנקם העשר אז רב שמעון אז מתי. Hob aber das Seifel le man ktoni lo. Im ele mele Rab Meir ktoni lo. Mich dele shoni le Rab Meir ben Yibum v'chakach noyle ben Yilad v'chakach Yibum. Rab Shimon asses in all the cases. Lar bevinu velitninu. Elo lav Rab Shimon. Ube Yibum v'chakach noyle polik. Ben Yilad v'chakach Yibum le polik shma mino. So das in the maskonas a gemore that Rab Shimon holds that Yibum v'chakach noyle is muter, noyle v'chakach Yibum is also. Das in the maskonas a gemore. Lama zendo as a taste. זאת איזה זה. In Braise שתי two חידוש. That Reb Shimon is matir ביבם ואחר כך נוילה. But in the first case, that Reuben and Shimon did a maimar, and then Levi is born, so Rashi says, if he does a Yibum to Eishas Shimon, ממה נפשך is mutter? Because if the maimar is koine, so Eishas Reuben is ready Eishas Shimon. And if the maimar is not koine, so anyway she's not married to Shimon. So maybe he's marrying Eishas Shimon. למה זה נתסס? Reb Shimon אימא ביוסר חליצוסה. תירש בקונטרס, The Kosova Reb Shimon, Maimar, Sofek Koine, Sofek Eine Koine. Ukshayibim Echolatz Lashniyo, Nifteres Balas HaMaimar Mimonapshach. So Rashi explained why you have to marry Eishas Shimon and not Eishas Reuben. Because Reb Shimon is Mesupek, if Maimar is Koine, so Eishas Reuben is married to Shimon, and then Levi is born. If Maimar is not Koine, so anyway she's not married. Venira Shapirashken, the Ein Rotzo Loimar Sheikne Le Reb Shimon Midrabonon. Why Rashi had to say that it's a suffix if Maimar is koine or not? Don't say that it's a suffix if Maimar is koine or not. Say that Maimar is koine midrabonon. So v'meile, avad midoiraisa, you can't marry Eishes Reuben because she's not married to Shimon. Aber midrabonon, she's kilu married to Shimon. So k'teisus, dim ken lo yoyochel yabim ashniyo. De'avu leitzor ashish sochim shlo yoyobo ilome b'maimar. El avad ha'kisov ha'dekonu le'legamri. Zog Teisus, you have to learn that Maimar is koine midoiraisa misofik. Because if Maimar is going to be the Rabbonon, so when Reuben died, and Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon does a Maimar, if it's only with the Rabbonon, so Be'etzem she's not married to Shimon. So she's married to Reuben. And she has a Maimar to Shimon. And now Levi is born, and Shimon dies, how Levi will do Yibum to Eishas Shimon? She's the Erva B'Maimar to Eishas Reuben. Al Koch Rashi holds like this, that Reb Shimon has a tzad that Maimar is going to be the Raisa, Maimar kinen, Gomu is koine, and Bemele she's Eishes Shimon, and he has a suffix, maybe Maimar is not koine. Oh, but to say that it's the Rabbonon, so then, you're right that Eishes Reuben you can marry, but you also can marry Eishes Shimon. What's in the text? Im tema akadi tzori bezikim, ishem and Reb Shimon tzavar in zik. This is one mahalach of Teisves. Zog Teisves, veleri nire, teafilu svir leide yesh zike. Umamir koine ktsas mid Rabbonon, niche. Dein Zika is seres vela maimer elo echad im oisot nesu o iso asura. De kan im oisot nesu o hi atzmo oisot mutalas lerab shimen. De shor yibem vachagach noila. Umikon mogim emesu den rab shimen lo ikon im maimer lo ikon yafil mid rabonon. Midom al naeli maamor isho sheni ni maimer ish isri shil boyen. Mashmo de lo ikon ikla. Zog teisus is choylek en rashi. Zog teisus is not masking with rashi. You don't have to say that maimer is koine kinyan gomu. You could say that maimer is not koine kinyan gomu. If Maimar is not Koine Kinyan Gomu, so what is the Mahalach? What is the Mahalach if Maimar is not Koine Kinyan Gomu? Zog Teisus Hazir. Maimar is the issue of the Rabbonon. Reuben dies, Shimon does a Maimar. Right? So Shimon made a Maimar. Now Shimon dies. Zog Teisus Mimonepsha. Eishes Shimon is Roi Leib. I, Eishes Reuben is a Erve. Mimonepsha. Afazei Vaidat mit the Rabbonon, the Maimar is Kilo, she's married to Shimon. So with the Rabbonon we look at it, Keilu, Shimon married her, and Memele, when Levi is born, she's Metzor Be'eka. Afazeivai, that Maimer is Gornish, so she was never married to Shimon. So if you say this, Dikim Achleikis, we have to understand, that what is the Yisrael's Dikim Achleikis? The first Teretz of Tesis learns, that if Maimer is Koine Midrabonon, if Maimer is the Raisa, it's good. So Reuven dies, Shimon makes a Maimer, she's the wife of Shimon, Levi is Metzor Be'eka. But if Maimer is Koine Midrabonon, the Maisa is no Metzor Be'eka. Because in the Maisa, she's not the wife of Shimon. It's only a shtikale. Only a shtikale, she's the wife of Shimon. The man is of Tesis, now she answers. Because the wife of Shimon is a shtikle to herself. So the second Teres, I don't understand. Afazei vayda the Maimer is Koine, is Metzor Be'eka. Afazei vayda the Maimer is not Koine, so she's Bichlan not married to Shimon. So what is the Machlekes HaTirutzim? What is the Yosei HaMachlekes HaTirutzim? The Yosei HaMachlekes HaTirutzim is as it. The first Teretz learns, just that's Rashi, Maimer is not a real marriage. Maimer is not a real marriage. Not a real marriage. A shtekele. We were medayek in Rashi in the Mishnah. Ktsas. But they state in Rashi. That the Maimer is Ktsas. So it's not really married to Shimon. So if it's not really married to Shimon, so the Melin, Eishes Reuven dies, Shimon does a Maimer. Shimon dies, Levi can't say Mitzor Beheta. She's a shtickle Eishes Shimon, but she's not mamish Eishes Shimon. So she's mechuba to Shimon to pato the Tzora, and she's not mechuba to Shimon, but the Maimer, she's not Mitzor Beheta. And of them the Teretz of Tesis is Cholik, and so the second Teretz of Tesis, nay, if they invite me the Rabbonon, she's called Eishes Shimon, so it's Mitzor Beheta. If they invite that it's not Eishes Shimon, it's not Mitzor Beheta. So shtickle shvel. What is the Masa Umatim? The first Teretz fine is that the Rabbonon is not enough. You can't say Afazei Vayimi the Rabbonon is Mitzor Beheta. And the second Teretz says no, it's your enough, it's your genu. The Welt says a bissel anders. If you medayek do the Teretz of Tesis, Tesis knows that the Rabbonon you don't say Mitzor Beheta. She's not really married to Shimon. Zok Tesis. Read good the Lashon HaTesis. But the aside of the Isu, if the Maimer and the Zike is with the Rabbanon to look at her, ki'ilu she's married. What is the Maimer? What is the Zike? Soon she's going to get married. If she would be married to Shimon, she would be Mutal. So the Maimer, the Rabbanon, cannot ask her. You write below this, if Shimon makes marriage, so Mitzor Beheta. Maimer is only like putting a little bit Tfisa. It's not really she's married to Shimon. And the male lechur it's not mitzor beheter, and she only messes Shimon's house. She's only makes part of the tzora. Oh, but what is the gather of Maimer and Zike? It's Hashem Sofer. Hashem Sofer Kotot. If she would be married to Shimon, and then Levi is born, it's mitzor beheter. So it can't be that because she has a Maimer, she will part of the tzora as ever for Shlohei Boilamai. Now, the first teretz of Tesis is mechadesh that if Reuven dies and Shimon does a Maimer. So, in Levi is born, you don't say Mitzor Beheter. The male not only that that lady is also, she asks Eishes Shimon. So the second Teretz, no. Even if Maimer is going with the Rabbonon, Mivonefshach. Afazei invited with the Rabbonon, she's married to Shimon, is Mitzor Beheter. So, first Pshat is, Samachlek is how to look into the Rabbonon. The Maimer is not Mamish Mitzor Beheter, because the Maimer is not allowed to do beer, because the Maimer is only the Rabbonon. So, it's a Balabatish Machlek is. So the second Hezbon, Mishkin Balabatish Machlek is. What is the gather of Isur Maimar? What is the gather of Isur Zike? We look at tomorrow. Mid Rabbanon, you're right. She's not married. Oh, but yes, Zike Kiknus. Otot. So Tesis, when she will be married, she'll be Muta. So the mother says, a person comes, he sees Shimon dies, and he sees another Erve hanging around with Maimar, the Chulat's a pattern in the Torah. But we tell him, this Maimar, the Koyach of the Maimar is Al Shem Soifoy. The koyach of the zikah is Hashem Soifrei. Hashem Soifrei, if he would be married to Shimon, should be mitzvah beheter. So here the isur the rabbanon cannot ask her. The gloshon ha-tesis. Ve'leri nire, the afilu svir le-yezike, u'maymer koine k'tsas mi the rabbanon, k'tsas! Tesis knows that it's not. Tesis never said the teretz, v'yishleimu mi the rabbanon mimon efshach. K'tsas! Nire, the ein zikah yiseres ulai maymer, Eloheiche, di'im oishu nisu ha-isu ha-suro, if Moshe, a sister falls to Yibum. If I would marry here, I can't marry the sister. So from now, I can't marry the sister. Here, the Shalei Haya, if she would marry Shimon, she'll be Mutal Levi.
וכאן אם הישון נשואה, היא אף לא איתו מותרס לרב שימן. דשור איבא ואחר כך לא אליו. צריכים שנגדורים עם גזירס לרבולם. זאת אומרת, מה יש two ways out of them tases? The shine of tases means to say, epistolongus. Again, Rashi is not masking to that. And Rashi tases says, that say that if Maimer is not koinekin and gomul Reb Shimon, so fakelt. So then when Reuven died and Shimon does a Maimer, Levi cannot do Yibum. Why Levi could do Yibum, says Rashi? Maimer koni lo legamri. And Rashi didn't want to say Maimer the Rabbonon, and even so he could marry Asher Shimon. But tases is choylik, and we're saying it's two mehalchim. How to learn? The first Mahalach Datsa Dim Remoisha goes like this, and Simon Ches, and El Sameach, and Kuntar Zike, Ois Chofei. But the Velt time is a Shedo Andri Yesoid. Shedo Andri Yesoid in Tesis. The Yesoid in Tesis is that the Gedo from Zike is Maimel, we look what would happen if he would marry her. And Valibi would marry her. She would not be Shelo Yabo Ilamai, the Melis Yidoa Heter Yitzta. Kedai to cook and Sidor Rab Kiva Eger that asks a kasha and the stasis. This is the Hezber of Kiva Eger's kasha is Miyusha. I want Bezos Hashem tomorrow to start the next sugya as a clean sugya here. Omar Mar, if Maimer needs Das, Maimer doesn't need Das. Efshon, the end, we have time with Ois Chesh with Rab Kiva Eger, but I want to start the next sugya, Bezos Hashem.
Ich kann dir doch gerne erzählen, wie das ist. Ihr macht sie nicht.